Now, one of the most important novels to emerge in the early 1960s was a novel by the name of One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest by Ken Kesley. The novel is set in a psychiatric clinic in Oregon and tells the gripping story of the inhabitants of the clinic and their struggle for survival. Now, in 1963, the novel was adapted into a play by Dale Wasserman, and it opened on Broadway with Kirk Douglas as McMurphy, an inhabitant of the clinic who faked insanity to serve his sentence for battery and gambling in the hospital rather than a prison work farm. Sport for Jove Theatre Company and the Seymour Centre will be presenting their production of the play from the 3rd of August to the 19th. And this morning we're joined by Anthony Gooley, who is playing the iconic character of McMurphy, to find out a little bit more. Anthony, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Could you tell us a little bit about your acting journey? How did you come to be an actor?
I sort of grew up, I grew up in the country, and I'd always had a bit of a sort of performing flair. I mean, the photo album was, you know, sort of filled with pictures of me dressed up as He-Man and stuff like that. But I was also a bit of a rugby beefhead, so I'd never realistically thought I'd pursue it. And then I got about sort of halfway through a journalism degree at Charles Sturt University and just figured out that decided I'd rather be doing plays. So I finished off my journalism degree and then moved down to Sydney and started working in, you know, crappy jobs and doing crappy amateur shows, and tried out for drama school a couple of times and just luckily got in on my second go. And
Wow. From
that point onwards, just realised, you know, didn't look back, just realised that was the sort of thing that I was most passionate about.
Amazing. Now, McMurphy, the character that you're playing in this latest production, has been portrayed by some of the world's most iconic actors. You've got Kirk Douglas and Jack Nicholson.
That's right.
Does this make the character a little bit more challenging to approach, in your opinion?
If you just follow what's on the page, he's pretty simple to understand. I mean, obviously, like the Nick, particularly the Nicholson performance, it's sort of you know, it's been immortalized because it's on film, and Nicholson, you know, it's such an idiosyncratic, iconic performance that he gives, because he is such a idiosyncratic performer. You know, like Jack is very sort of distinct, and obviously, you know, you want to try and bring your own sort of take to that, and, you know, so like if I can bring something fresh to it, that'd be good. But at the same time, I'm not going to try and let actors' vanity get in the way of, you know, sort of the performance, because Nicholson completely embodied the essence of that character. And if you start to veer too far away from that, then you start to become something that isn't R.P. McMurphy. So, look, some similarities will be unavoidable, and that's fine, because telling the story at the end of the day is the sort of the most paramount thing.
Mm. What drew you to this role initially?
Oh, I mean, look, I was already down to do... Originally, Kim Hardwick is directing and I were going to work on another American play, but unfortunately there was a rights issue with that, and all of a sudden Cuckoo's Nest just sort of came to our minds. And, I mean, look, what's not to love about sort of the role? I mean, look, it's a role that I think sort of is it's a good fit for me, but, I mean, look, it's just such an exciting play to get up on the floor. Like, I think it's a play about... I think it's a play about the human spirit, really, and I see it as a very elemental story. And I think McMurphy is a real force of nature. He sort of, I think he represents the wildness and the freedom of the human spirit, which fights against this concept which the chief describes in the novel and the book as the novel and the play as the combine, and which is a sort of a similar idea to the idea of the Matrix or the machine,
okay,
which has been used in other stories. It's sort of the, you know, it's the invisible Western capitalist structure which controls our society, and through politicians and schools and jails, it sort of orders us and arranges us. And the chief believes that we are slaves to the combine. You know, we think we're free, but we're not. And I think that's what the play is actually about. It's not about being crazy or sane. I think it's actually about, because what is that really? I think it's about freedom and freedom of the human spirit. And bringing it back to McMurphy, he sort of fights his whole life sort of fighting against his concept. He doesn't quite intellectually understand it, but instinctively he knows he's fighting against something, that the system.
And I think that kind of universal theme is what has given the play, the novel, the film such longevity as well, and such, I guess, a huge cross-section of audiences who just absolutely adore kind of one or more of the adaptations of this story, because it is so universal.
Yeah, because I think, our production will be set in the period that it's written, and it's very faithful to the original text, but our production won't be dripping with 1960s America in terms of its aesthetic or its design or even our performing of it. You know, instead, we're looking at the kind of elevate it slightly and find, you know, just take it to a slightly grander place and find what's universal and timeless in the story. Like, we won't be looking to make a comment about psychiatry in the 1960s, but rather about the systemic oppression of those who are different. And I think that's the theme which we feel speaks the most to the modern audience, because history and the current global situation today shows that the different and the weak and the vulnerable are sectioned off and isolated from mainstream society because apparently they represent a danger to us.
Mm.
Whereas in actual fact, you know, this difference and diversity should be embraced by society with open arms. And I think that is what the play is about. It's about taking care of the weak, basically.
I think that's an absolutely wonderful way to approach it. Now, Anthony, is this your first project with Sport for Jove? The company do so many fantastic projects. Is this your first time working with them?
No, it's probably about my eighth time with them, actually. Yeah, I've done a few.
Fantastic.
My first production with Sport for Jove was back in 2011 on a amazing play called The Libertine, which is another wonderful role. But, I've done all sorts of stuff with Sport for Jove, like some Shakespeare's, but it's been very exciting in recent years. Sport for Jove has started to branch out and do sort of other kinds of classics from Ibsen's, and they just recently did a very successful production of Cyrano de Bergerac, and a couple of years ago I did a production of Mice, a fantastic production of Mice and Men with them, which Ian Sinclair directed. So they're really starting to kind of explore lots of different kinds of classics in the canon.
How does this production differ from previous ones that you've worked on?
Probably just, I think, in the sense of, it's like, you know, a lot of the sort of stuff that Sport for Jove is directed by Damien Ryan, who's the artistic director of Sport for Jove, and, you know, one of the just great directors in Australian theatre, I think. I think just in terms of, like, it being a different team of people, like a different team of creatives and some new cast members, and, a brilliant different director named Kim Hardwick, who's, it's just like, it's just the best thing about being an actor, you know, getting to work with sort of different directors who are, you know, equally as wonderful as each other, but just have different aesthetics and approaches to sort of tackling a text.
Different ways to approach things, different ideas, and it's always a good challenge to work with lots of different people. It pushes you so much more as an artist as well.
Yeah, and sure. Kim's she's a very sophisticated director, and I really dig her choices. She always searches for very sort of complicated, emotionally complex, ugly choices, you know, which I think sort of just ripping open the sort of, you know, the bare bones of humanity. And I think that suits this, you know, this play to a T.
Absolutely to a T. Anthony, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there. Thanks so much for joining us this morning. Best of luck with the last week of rehearsals.